We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of May 4th, 2007, this is the Rain Report. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Rain, the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and newsline, will be holding forth at the Dayton Hamvention, May 18th through the 20th, in booth number 408. And speaking of this, the largest North American ham radio convention is almost here. Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Hamvention chair Jim Neese, WX8F, about this year's Show of Shows.
Well, first of all, our theme this year is Local Clubs, the Heart of Ham Radio. We're trying to recognize that an awful lot of what goes on in amateur radio happens because of the efforts of the local clubs rather than any national or regional or statewide activities. As a result, we've had a program in Flea Market to offer discounted spaces to clubs that wish to set up that way. We have some banners inside recognizing the contribution that local clubs make in terms of getting people involved, Elmering, just the general support that a local club does that actually brings members in and keeps the whole thing going. That's our thought anyway. In the flea market, the biggest thing is probably our pricing structure has changed. The individuals or smaller buyers who bought one or two spaces didn't notice any change, but the ones who bought 5, 6, 8, 10 spaces noticed their pricing changed, not dramatically, but significantly in their benefit. And we're hoping that this will allow some people who were considering adding a space to do so without paying a serious price premium. In addition, what we've done is in the flea market, we're always getting vendors asking us to have more end spaces, because when they have an end space, they have two selling surfaces rather than one. And in recognition of that, we've, at least in one part of the flea market, cut a couple of rows across the aisles, or aisles across the rows, depends on how you want to phrase it. We've cut some walkways, and that's given us several different end spaces on that area of the flea market. It's been well received by the vendors. I think we've sold out most of those spaces. Now, those spaces, because there's two selling spaces, did cost a little more. But like I said, they've been... We never really know, but we do believe that several of the inside manufacturers are going to be showing off some of their new products this year. And they never tell us. We always ask, and they always kind of keep it under wraps until the very latest minute. But I noticed in latest QST, a couple of different vendors are touting new radios, new equipment that they're going to show off at Hamvention. We're kind of excited about that. There's that new German radio that had a double-page spread on last month's QST. I think ICOM has a new thing out. ICOM will once again be there showing off one of their radios connected to the outside big step IR antenna. That should be going on. We'll have the row, just like we've had in the past 2 years. We've got a pretty good-sized row of emergency communications vehicles for show and tell outside. In terms of anything dramatically new, we have some added forums coming in. One of the things with forums we're trying to do is shorten things up a little bit so we have more room for different topics. Software-defined radio happens to be a up-and-coming technology, and they're getting some attention in there. They did last year, and they'll be there again this year. ARRL will be back in that section like they have been in the past with the ARRL arena. Audio arena will be back. That looks to be a pretty good crowd.
I understand there will be maybe at least one new D-Star radio unveiled.
I've heard just rumblings of that, but I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do about that, but I believe you're right.
Now, you're going to have 5 forum rooms.
We really mostly have 4 forum rooms. Our rooms numbered 1 and 2 have been combined into one much bigger room, so that some of the larger audiences can be accommodated.
Like your DX forum, your contest and forums, that sort of thing?
Contest forum, yep. Carol Perry's, the Youth in Ham Radio.
FCC.
That's always a big forum, and we put that in there. The challenge is it becomes difficult to judge just who goes where. And we, for a number of years, we had some difficulty with what is now room 1, used to be 1 and 3. people to get into three had to go outside to get into the room. And what we did there is we combined it into one room and made it a large room. We created Forum Room 5, which is right next to the ARRL area. At this point, we understand that there's not been too much QRM between the two, even though they're located so close.
Speaking of the ARRL, for a couple of years, they've had their Wi-Fi set up. Is there going to be Wi-Fi this year at the Hamvention again?
Yes. That will be available, from what I understand, in the ARRL area again. Some of the vendors also made arrangements within their booth to have Wi-Fi available within their booth to demonstrate some of their products. Some of them actually run a Cat 5 cable down from the ceiling and actually have wired internet access. Open Wi-Fi will be available in the ARRL area.
You're listening to an interview featuring Jim Neese, WX8F, General Chair for the 2007 Dayton Hamvention. Hap Holly, KC9RP, will continue his conversation with Jim in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, being subsidized by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. See QRZ.com for his bio.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
Buses. Any difference in the logistics this year of busing, which has been nicely run the last couple of years?
In terms of us and busing, there will be no difference this year. We'll still have parking available at the Salem Mall area, which is kind of an interesting situation. The Salem Mall area, all the stores, with the exception of a bank and Home Depot and Sears, have been torn down. The city of Trotwood is marketing that as a new kind of mall with a renovation. Meanwhile, though, the parking spaces are still available to us. We'll be busing from there just like we have been doing for the last, I don't know how many years. I did get information from one of the hotels who will be offering shuttle service from their hotel. We're kind of hoping that this catches on. The Holiday Inn Airport Hotel, which is located in Englewood, they're mentioned on our website, which is www.hamvention.org.
As I speak to you, less than 3 weeks before the Hamvention, what is the situation for lodging?
One of the things that's happened in the Dayton area over the last 2 or 3 years, we've had an increase in hotel rooms. There's a new hotel over by University of Dayton, along Miller Lane, I think, where a lot of people stay. Quite a few rooms have gone in there. And as a result, at this point, I'm pretty confident that I can say there are rooms. If people are interested, they can contact the Dayton Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the best way is actually go through the Dayton Hamvention website lodging link, and that will take you to a room availability list.
For some years, there were a number of activities for non-hams. Are they back this year?
The actual, we used to call them alternate activities, and we haven't phased that back in yet. We get a lot of requests for it, but part of our problem or challenge is finding the volunteers to manage it, so we don't do it 1 year, and then it falls and goes away again. There are things to do in the Dayton area other than Hamvention that weekend. The Dayton Art Institute has just put in an exhibit on Marilyn Monroe, which is a traveling exhibit, and this is one of the few places it'll be in the country. That's at the Dayton Art Institute, and we always have the Air Force Museum. I think a lot of people know about that.
There used to be a Voice of America facility in the area.
The Voice of America facility was closed. It's now actually a museum and a park. It's still there. And I haven't heard about it this year, but in the past, the Cincinnati area hams, who actually have been the motivating force behind that museum and park, have conducted tours. And visitors have been able to go and visit the park and see they have maintained some of the transmitting facilities, at least the buildings and the gear that's in there. I think they've taken most of the towers down, but there was tours available, but I haven't heard anything this year. I don't know if that's happening.
Let's talk about some of the ham activities that are being held in conjunction with or after the Hamvention each evening.
Sure. There's a variety, and I know that as soon as I try to list them, I'm going to forget somebody, and I hope people understand and accept my apologies. The one out in Fairborn is the 4 days in May put on by the QRP clubs. They start Thursday, go till Sunday. It's at the Fairborn Holiday Inn again this year. It's a gathering of low-power QRP enthusiasts. They have demonstrations of gear. They have vendors who are selling QRP equipment and parts and tools. It's also a pretty good-sized party from what I've seen when I've been over there. It's trade stories and information and equipment regarding QRP. It appears to be well attended every year.
What is the price for general admission this year?
Price for general admission in advance is $20, just like it's been the last 3 years. The price day of the show will be $25, just like it's been the last 3 years. And then the cost for shuttle bus is $8 for the weekend, $3 per day. If you're only going to be here for a day, you buy one ticket that allows you to ride back and forth between Hera and Salem Mall all day for the same price.
I'll tell you what, that bus situation is really the best game in town, both for the price, the accessibility of it, from being able to park without a lot of hassles at the Salem Mall and shuttle back and forth if you need to during the day. And they run often. You guys have really gotten that system down finally after some really awful years.
Yes. We're examining expanding it, trying to figure out how to do that without costing us an arm and a leg. There were times when our transportation costs were, when you talk cost per person, they were simply outrageous. And that's one of the reasons that we back way off. But it would appear if we could expand it at least a little bit, it might be worthwhile. But we haven't figured out how to do it and not make the cost of bus tickets go up too much, because that wouldn't be good either. The only Hamvention-provided shuttle bus is from Salem Mall to Hera and back again.
Parking is always a perennial challenge. Any changes in parking either around or near Hera Arena?
It's going to be pretty much the same as we've had in the past. There is paid parking across the road from Hera Arena, like we've had in the past, behind the auto dealerships. That will be there. There is a little bit of parking. Sometimes some of the churches around there open up their lot for a donation. People will just have to be alert to those, because some years they're there, and some years if they don't have staff, they can't put it up. We probably ought to knock on wood here. We've been fortunate the last couple of years that the parking in the fields behind the auto dealerships has been solid enough that we didn't have to come up with an army of tow trucks to get people out.
That was Hap Holly, KC9RP, interviewing the 2007 Dayton Hamvention General Chair, Jim Neese, WX8F. RAIN, the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and newsline, will be holding forth at the Dayton Hamvention May 18th through the 20th in booth number 408. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2007, RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.